following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Great deals on gifts and smoking accessories can be found right now at Wizards. Check out the large selection of Woodwick candles with new lower prices, vaporizers, shirts, hats, and so much more. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. I sit down here to get ready to do this, and I thought, well, you know, and I know what I'm getting into today, so we'll get to that in a minute, but I was sitting there, I'm like going through like Facebook, and I get a ton of friend requests, which is great, which I guess should technically make me feel pretty good. But you know, there's some that you're just like, what's this? These girls, right? They're not even cam girls. That used to be the thing, you know. Hey, if you accept my friendship, I'll send you some pictures of my boobies. You know, it's shit like that. But that you don't get that anymore. Now you get these scam artists. And what I've taken to doing now is like, you know, when there's like, so and so has requested to be your friend. Like, here's Tiffany Marie. All right, here we go. I've just pulled this one up as an example. Tiffany Marie. And there's like two pictures, nothing else posted, no nothing, and some mutual friends, which you guys really need to get a hobby, seriously. There's, you know, hey beautiful, hey, how's it going? So doing a quick image search of the profile picture back to Google shows this here pages that include matching images, IMVU, my avatar page, guest, K Suarez 89, alumni US, the Ohio State University, Columbus, Ohio area, scam survivors, pictures of Janessa Brazil, Andrea Phillips, and Kathy Bull all have the exact same profile picture as this twat. And it's just some chick with big boobs sitting in a chair. Great. Fantastic. And still some mutual friends of mine on Facebook. Hey, beautiful. Hey, how's it going here? See, look, there we go. I just got another damn message. So. Oh, God. You people kill me. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. And I don't understand. I know that there's like, you know, they're bots or scam artists or whatever the hell that these people are. But I don't necessarily understand the reasoning behind it. I don't understand why somebody would want to create a fake page or profile for somebody to befriend when there's no content on it, and there's no interaction. I guess unless it eventually is like they send you private messages that are related to, you know, hey, come look at my boobs, you know, one of those deals, and or give me money and I'll show you my ass, yeah, that kind of thing. It's the only thing I can think of because I've never befriended one, and nor do I want to. And yeah, so you got to be careful, man. You got to be real careful out there, or your profile page is going to look pretty ridiculous. But then again, like I mentioned, a couple of the people that are on the mutual friends list on a few of these that I see every stinking day, mind you, but a few of these people I know personally, and it's like, dude, really? I almost want to call them out. You know, it's like, you do realize that this is, you know, and it's like, hey, beautiful. Hey, how you doing? Seriously, dude, calm down. Go take a bath. Do something, man. Don't do this. Don't do this to me. You should know better. People thinking with their dick. That's what it is. Speaking of which, not thinking with, but people that are the radio business, television business. I was going to talk about it because getting into the streaming thing is where this industry is. Where are we? That's the big question. What are we doing? Where are we at? What's happening? How are we going to survive the internet? That's what they keep saying over in FM. Pardon. Actually, when I was over there in FM radio, the conversation was how is it that we are going? It wasn't that. It wasn't a, how are we going to survive FM? It was how are we going to survive the internet? That wasn't the question. The question was, is what I'm meaning to say. We just got to hold on long enough to realize that the for the people to realize that the internet is not going anywhere. I mean, it's that it's really not doing anything. It's fake. It's useless. They were validated some with the dot-com bubble bursting, and a lot of businesses didn't survive it. Of course, that was in the early days. You know, it was the early 90s when all that was starting to happen. But now the reality is that you know, the internet is a thing. It's not going anywhere. It's indestructible, really. It's hard to control it, if you can at all. And such is where the general public is. And when we talk about people like me in the media business, you cannot talk about the internet, because that's just a fact of life. And so to fight that back, FM radio, I don't mention AM that much anymore because AM is kind of dead. AM sounds horrible. Maybe I'm just because I'm picky, but, you know, hell, my car doesn't even have an AM antenna. It has an AM, but there's no AM. There's not an antenna on the damn thing, which is no skin off my balls. But still, AM sounds like shit. It's nothing but... And a lot of it is conservative talk or Jesus. That's pretty much it in the AM. And if there's a station, I know there are, but if there's stations that are playing AM music, I mean music on the AM band, man, I can't talk. If there's stations playing music on the AM band, they're not doing their artists any favors, that's for sure. Because, like I said, AM sounds just like hammered hell. Why that's still a thing, I don't know. But FM still is. And the guys that run in the FM circles, the corporate suits, the stuffed guys, the ones that think that they know everything, these are the older guys. These are guys older than me that run this business now. And they sit there and they bloviate on and on about how relevant radio is, which is fun to watch them do this because they're just trying to justify their own existence. And all they've got is, well, it's the only thing you can listen to in your car. Which is bullshit. They won't admit it. Most of these guys make so much fucking money that when they go and they buy a new car, they find that they have a radio that has, like, wow, it's internet connected, and now I'm listening to this, that, and the other. And they're tuned in. Or they're listening to satellite, which is why anybody pays for radio is beyond me. Seriously, I don't understand that. There's some pretty decent content that's available up on the satellite. That's all well and good. Let's get back to FM. One of the arguments that these guys will say is that it's the only place that it's the only thing you can really consume in your car, which we've just proven is complete ridiculous bullshit. The other thing that they will say is that the youngsters are discovering new music through FM almost exclusively, which is complete, unmitigated horseshit. I've talked to many youngsters out there. I'm talking between the ages of 12 and 18. That's a demographic that radio really wants. And that in 18 to 34, because that's where the money is. These kids from 12 to 18 don't listen to FM radio at all. A lot of them don't know what FM radio is. In fact, a good number of them couldn't spell FM. They're not discovering new music there. They're discovering it online, usually through YouTube. They're also picking it up from their friends who have heard it from, or they've picked it up from some other streaming thing like Spotify or Pandora. But they sure as shit ain't getting it on radio. Let's take a look. Memphis, right here where this show is done. There's like, I don't know, 34, 30, 36 radio stations, I think, something like that. I've lost count. Out of all of those radio stations, there's like, I think, two of them that play current new stuff. The poppy stuff. Poppy, you know, white people music and urban music. Because now the two shall meet. A radio should be remain segregated, which is horseshit, but still, that's what they think. So there's two stations that are playing new music on FM radio. And yet their numbers don't reflect what's being said. They're not that popular. Of course, this is an odd market, though. Memphis is different because we have five sports channels here. And sometimes they're running the same game, which is silly. I know. They're spread across AM and FM for sure, but still, it's, you know, it is what it is. I mean, FM radio, sports radio that exists on FM here in this town is kind of interesting. And look, I know there may be some of you guys that work there that listen to this show, but I gotta say it. It's become unlistenable. I've tried to sit there and give it a chance. Not that I'm a huge sports fan or anything, but sometimes it's nice to hear what's being talked about in the world of sports. I don't have a problem with this at all. That's not the issue. The problem that I have are the personalities, the presenters, if you will, the hosts of the show, making the show entirely about themselves. Man, they got to drag themselves into every topic that comes up. You guys must be the most megalomaniacal people out there. You guys must have huge egos. I don't understand it, but that's, you know, maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. Sports guys have to insert themselves into the story, I guess. It's like when you watch, like, you know, special Super Bowl coverage, you know, and they got the little miniature football field with the TV guys out there, you know, trying to show you how routes and plays are made. Like, anybody gives a shit, you know? These are all old men trying to relive their glory on, look at me, I can still do this. Whatever, dude. It's that thing. I think it was ESPN also had a small baseball diamond in their studio floor to show, you know, what certain things were, what a pitcher was doing, what a catcher was thinking, or what a hitter might be, or something ridiculous. But it meant nothing. There was nothing to it. There was no reason for that. You could have done that from sitting behind the desk or using video. But what do I know? I'm not in a sports game. So, you know, just, you know, from a guy on the outside of the sports thing, of FM sports, it might do you guys a good service to start talking about the topic at hand instead of yourselves. You know, that may upset you, but, you know, such as it is. Oh, I probably did, man. I probably just pissed off a bunch of those guys. I was like, hey, fuck you, man. I'm in real radio. I'm in sports radio. Okay, the sports show is about me playing in my glory days. I scored 3 touchdowns in 1 game. Okay, Al Bundy, settle down. Streaming content has taken over. And what we're seeing now, and I think we're finally starting to see this, although I have my doubts, that there's a trend in listeners, what they're listening to, who they're listening to, why they're listening to it. And then you see that because the internet has leveled the playing field, anybody and everybody can get into whatever it is that you want to do, whether it's music, you could start up your own sports network if you really wanted to. News, if that's your bent. Look, good Lord, no. Let me stop here for a second on news, because all this talk of the quote-unquote fake news has gotten completely out of hand thanks to the waterhead in the White House. There is, in fact, fake news. There's the sensationalistic stuff, the stuff that would be like in the, National Enquirer type stuff, or that, you know, that kind of, that's fake, you know, bad boy. That's all fake. I get that, and it's obvious that it is. Heavily biased, other stories that come out that have no shred of truth in it at all is, I guess, it's also fake. But the president seems to want to think that everybody else is fake as well. ABC, CBS, NBC, now Fox, because Fox turned on them, CNN, MSNBC, all of these are now all fake. And then when, you know, the jackass in the White House starts talking about terrorist attacks that didn't happen in countries that don't know what's going on, I mean, that's, and then blaming the media. And so all of a sudden the media is now at fault for everything. And now it spawned, I saw the back of a t-shirt that said, rope, period, journalist, period, tree, period, some assembly may be required. That's what's going on. So, you know, that's pretty scary shit, that there are people that actually sort of believe that or think that way. If that's you, seriously, dude, go fuck yourself. I know a lot of people, a lot of colleagues that work in news, specifically in news radio. These are very hardworking, honest people. They have to be given their due. They benefit nothing. They don't benefit a single thing by telling you something that is not true. It makes no matter to them. Their job is to tell you what happened. They make no bones about that. So just remember that. Now back to the level playing field here with the internet. I just had to say that. I'm just tired of the fake news thing. Back to the level playing field here. Anybody and everybody can do what they want to do. And that's all well and good. Now what you're starting to see now, and at least I have, we're starting to see the discerning tastes of the consumer, which is what we needed to. We're starting to see the really, really good shows, the really good radio stations on the web starting to pick up listeners now, okay? I'm not talking about the big corporate guys, the Clear Channels and all. It's not Clear Channel, bro. It's iHeartRadio. Can't put lipstick on a pig. Oh, I suppose you could, but you still can't polish a turd. I'm talking about the little independent guys, the little mom and pops, the Radio Memphis type stations. There's a ton of them out there. And a lot of them are really good. And they're starting to gather momentum. They're starting to gather steam. We're starting to see growth in listenership away from the corporate monsters that are out there because of the innovations and the ability to do so. We're also seeing, on the other hand, we're also seeing the really, really shitty ones starting to go away. These are the ones that are like the prepaid streaming packages. Yes, you too can build a radio business. Just write us a check for $750 a month and we'll set up all your programming and give you about 5 minutes an hour to talk your ass off. Yeah, they're starting to go away too because people are wising up. They're in for the money. Sure, that's how all that shit works. They provide the library and all that other stuff, and all you have to do is provide the signal and you gather the listeners and you can sell your advertisement and make your money. It's a cheap way out, but the companies that are providing all that stuff, I'm looking at one SSI, they're starting to drop off because people are getting smart about it now. The ones that realize that, look, I've spent all this money, I'm not getting any listeners, bro. I don't get it. But that's happening. Live 365 just changed their working model. They got purchased by somebody else. We're starting to see value being placed in streaming services because, of course, it is. It's a big thing. It's got a lot of value to it. And it doesn't. I know it seems like it's, well, you know, hey, welcome to the day and age, bro. There is that. I know this. It's been going on for a while, but we're starting to see it in a little bit more of a solidified fashion. The concepts of the streaming, of course, has been laid out very well in television. Look at the success, the absolute success Netflix had, where they quickly transitioned from killing Blockbuster Video with their DVD mail service. Remember that deal? They didn't waste any time. They offered to buy Blockbuster, and Blockbuster said no. So then they died. That's and it's like a Greek tragedy, man. Everybody dies. The growth of Netflix has spurred so many other things on because then you all of a sudden had Hulu that was kind of in the game. And they've been around for a little while. They've been sort of playing around with it, and they had a few things. And it was all desktop, you know. And it was a matter of trying to put together something for the set-top box, which there's a big fight now in the FCC about eliminating the demand that cable television providers put down on the consumer, where they must use their box. They can't go to a Best Buy and buy a cable box and hook it up to the system. They have to use their box and pay them for it. You know, the Comcast or Time Warner or whomever. You got to pay for their equipment, which is it's robbery, considering there's nothing on it. Then out comes Roku, and Roku changed everything. Roku got smart, and they developed a tiny little computer. I mean, the thing is not much bigger than a deck of cards. And it contains the apps by which you can go and stream your balls off. Netflix, Hulu, you name it, it's there. They've got all the stuff. And between that and an AB switch and an external antenna and a digital signal, you don't need cable television. All you need is an internet service provider, and away you go. And now television is embracing the new medium. They're doing a great job of it. They do have their moments sometimes. I know sports is still, back to those guys, they're still sort of sort of new at this. But there again, they've had their heads beat in for a long time. I still don't know what to do, coach. How does streaming work? So it's, you know, there is a market for people who like to watch sports on replay or abbreviated matches. There is a market for that. The difference is, I don't think that there's been too much of a movement to make that happen. WWE, yes, I mentioned the World Wrestling Entertainment bunch. These guys were smart real quick. Instead of doing the pay-per-view thing now, they have an app, and you subscribe to it, you pay however much it is a month for this thing. You have everything. You have every match that's ever been played out in front of an audience since the dawn of time. Plus the what used to be the paid pay-per-view events are now on that app, and you already pay for it. I think it's genius, and they're making so much more money by doing this thing. But sometimes television by and large is really picking up on it. They're doing pretty good. I can't bust their balls so much about it. Now, app-driven radio, that's a whole different animal. For some reason, Clear Channel. Sorry, all right, bro. Whatever. Polishing turd. That app, when I remember when I was working for them, and we had these meetings about all of this, and they were saying that they were really pushing us to get on the air and sell the listener the app for the company, not the radio station. Because what they were ultimately doing was they were taking away the identities of the radio stations, which I said early on, I thought that was a bad idea. But ultimately, I think what they wanted to do, and I think things are changing a little bit for them. I can't speak for them directly, but I've been away from them long enough that I could probably say this and be somewhat accurate. I think ultimately their target was to eliminate all of the stations that they owned physically, right? And then on the app, they would have one of each genre and a set of jocks for each one, and that would be it nationwide. I think there was a lot of validity to that. Now, they may not be wanting to do that now, but at one point, I do know for a fact that was on the table. I'd heard that from several people high up inside the company. I'd also heard that within a few years, they were going to be shutting off their transmitters, and they were putting everything on the web, and that was that. But there's been a change of hands within that company, and you've got some people that still think that having an FM transmitter is still viable. I mean, I don't know why, because the FCC, of course, controls this, and the FCC has certain demands about serving the public need, being good as a public utility. It's there. You're serving the public need by being there in the event of a disaster. You're disseminating information. You're disseminating correct information. The problem is these stations are all voice tracked. There's not a live show on them hardly anymore. There might be a hairy pants and taco sauce for the morning show. They might be live for a little bit, but that's not to say they're not even in the town that you live in. I couldn't tell you for the life of me who does mornings on any. Well, I know of one. I don't know. But, I mean, they just don't make that impact anymore like they used to. And because these things are that way, the emergency activation system, the EAS, right? Remember that deal? The little tones and stuff? This is a test of the emergency activation system. Had this been an actual emergency, you know how it goes. That's what's designed to take over. Well, now, I don't know about you, but every time there's like a flash flood warning or something, my phone goes nuts. Somebody over the National Weather Service is telling me that there's a warning, there's a tornado. So it's not like, even if I'm not listening to the radio, I'm still getting the information because of the device that I'm either listening to music with or watching a show on, or it sends me a message that something is up. And that's genius that the way that they've done that. That's the man embracing the technology. It's there. And it's about to happen anymore. Now, why, for the life of me, radio has not grabbed a hold of streaming technology more than what they have is beyond me. It's idiotic. I know there's some of you sitting there going, that's not true. There's radio stations, they all have their apps and stuff, but yeah, but they're not taking advantage of that. They're not driving the automotive industry into changing what the cars have. I tell you who is. It's Apple. They're doing that right now. They're developing car radios that have iOS software in them. That's happening now. Hell, my phone, which I carry an iPhone. This is not a paid endorsement. It has a thing on it for Apple Play. For cartoons, CarPlay. That's it. You can tell I'm up to speed. I don't have that radio in my car, mind you, but still, it's there. It's already in my phone. So if I should ever upgrade a car radio or something, and I get that deal, I'm there. I'm listening to whatever the fuck I want to listen to that has nothing to do with any of the local things. And the radio industry, the FM industry specifically, should be driving this. They really should. If they want to save their ass, they would do this. But no, they're more interested in telling you that all new music is discovered through FM radio. Take a 13-year-old kid and set him in front of an FM radio. Expose him to an FM radio for a while and see what he says. He might dig it and find the technology kind of groovy for about, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 days. But it sure as shit ain't going to replace. It's not going to replace that phone. You know, it's like with the phones. There's a chip in everybody's phone that actually acts as an FM receiver. Android is a way for you to turn it on. Apple won't do it. And the radio people are pissed off about that. It's like, well, pick your battles, fellas. You know. Why won't they activate the FM receiver chip in the phones? It's, oh, it's horrible. It's all the humanity. How about give them a reason to turn it on? Instead of playing repetitious bullshit that's homogenized till the cows come home, how about doing something a little different, like being original? What am I thinking? It's an insane notion for me to even think like that. So, you know, you do what you do. You listen to what you listen to, and, you know, I guess never the two shall meet, but it'll be interesting to see how it survived. Personally, I think if I had to lay money on it, if I were a betting man, I would wager that the only thing that I'd mentioned is going to come true, and that is the FM transmitters will be turned off at some point, and it will come by an executive order from Washington. It may not be for several more years, but I think that is definitely happening. It won't be long because of the financial burdens that are involved in that. And when that happens, everybody that's over there on the FM side who is trying to figure out what is going on now better have their shit together. Or there's going to be problems. There's going to be guys like me that will have been going, hey, welcome to the party, pal. Let's have some fun. Meanwhile, here's a new tune you haven't heard of.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Gifts and smoking accessories are on sale right now at reduced prices, including a large selection of Woodwick candles, vaporizers from Puff King, Grenco, Wolf, and Stealth Hybrid, shirts, hats, and adult novelty gifts. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
I've talked about this before in other episodes of this show, in that there is a certain romanticism that goes with this business, with both radio specifically. I'm not talking about television. I'm talking about radio. And the romanticism goes all the way back. I mean, all the way back to day one when real radio was beginning to happen and there was entertainment that was attached to it. There's a certain thing about that when I sit down to edit audio that I know is destined to be broadcast, whether it's this show or something else over on Radio Memphis, that there is a certain part of me, there's a little light switch on me that gets turned on. And it's like, oh, this is so cool. This feels right. This is what it's supposed to be. And guess what? I think we've lost a lot of that. At least they did. I'm trying to keep it alive as best I can, but I'm only really just a one-man band.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Let's get into some music, shall we? These guys have been around. I've known them for a while. They're very talented musicians and songwriters, and they show up in a lot of different little things. We got a tune from them here called this is actually quite cool. I think you'll dig it. These guys are really good. They're good. If you get a chance to see them here in Memphis, go do it. I'm talking about The Candy Company. They've been around a good while, and they got this great song here. It's called Top of the World. So check it out, kids. It's The Candy Company right here from Radioland.
Gonna pack my bags tonight, and I won't be coming back. After I met a well-dressed man in a brand new Cadillac, he said, "If you wanna be like me, kid, there's something to understand. Nobody ever rides for free. Take these words as someone once told me." Another day, another time. I got my Cadillac and all my pockets light. When a younger man with dreams in his eyes asked me, "What is the key?" All that I can say is key. Take these words that someone once told me. The top of the world. These words that someone once told me. It's a long way to the top of the world. These words that someone once told me. It's a long way to the top of the world. These words that someone once told me. It's a long way, such a long way, yeah. To the top of the world. 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 It's a long way, it's a long way, it's a long way. To the top of the world. To the top of the world.
The Candy Company from Radioland, Top of the World. Music here in the old show here from Radioland. As we mosey through it, I got to get out of here in just a bit. I got to head down to the old radio station. Got a show. What do I got a show? I got a show tonight. I got a blues show tonight. And then I got a show on Monday. Man, it doesn't stop, does it? It's what you do, you know. You got to keep going. The show must go on, as they say. So hopefully I'll be there tomorrow. I don't know. Depends on when you're listening to this, whatever it is I'm talking about. So such it is. You heard what's coming up next time on the program. In the meantime, I got to get going here. So in the meantime, you know, as I scroll through, I'm just sitting here talking to you. I'm just blindly scrolling through my Facebook feed. And, you know, I got to tell you, some of you people out there that do this have posted the pictures of your kids. I got to tell you, your kids are pretty ugly. They really are. Hate to be a downer.
Shut up, man. He can't help it. He's ugly.
It's his mother's fault, right? I'm not getting involved in that. Look, kids, I gotta go. Y'all be sweet. We'll see you next time. In the meantime, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other. I'm Rick Jeter, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Jeter from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.